and are in fact complex. For example, in the gospel we have just heard, there is a clear word that all of us here think we have understood, if at least we have been attentive. I give you a new commandment, said Jesus, love one another. This is a word that invites us to love, and that we think is simple to understand, if not to implement. And yet, if this word was so simple to understand, Jesus would not have given it to us as a commandment. I give you a new commandment, love one another. This word of Jesus is imperative. It's a command. And why this imperative? The imperative is used here because love is not our natural inclination. Love is not our natural inclination. As we are more inhabited by indifference than benevolence, it takes a commandment to tear our selfish sufficiency. But the imperative is also necessary because we have to start doing. To start doing, and it is by doing that we are experiencing the truth of what is being asked. So, from Jesus, what is the meaning of this commandment? Is it easy to love when it means listen to each other as I have listened to you? Look at each other as I have looked at to you. Do not judge each other as I have not judged you. Is it easy to love when it means serve each other as I have served you? Be patient with each other as I have been patient with you. Forgive each other as I have forgiven you. And give your life for one another as I have given it to you. Given my life for you. No. It is not easy to love in this sense. So, knowing us perfectly, Jesus could say again for each one of us this evening, you think you know how to love. You think you are able to advance on the path of love. I tell you, you do not know how to love. You do not have the strength to really love. You think you know what loving means, but it's just a manner of man. But you don't go to the end of the path of perfect love. That's why I, Jesus, am carefully telling you, as I have loved you, love one another. Not as you think you know how to love, but as I have loved you, then love. On the way of love where you cannot come by yourself. This path traced by Jesus Christ is very difficult, brothers and sisters, very difficult to follow. Because of the sin that sticks to our skin. We don't have the strength to walk on the way to the end Because we love a little, never much. We love for a moment, never very long. Our love is like a morning mist, a volatile feeling that dissipates quickly. One day I love my wife, my husband, and the other day, I do not love him anymore. So I change. I take another. Too bad for the children. We love certain people, those who excite us or value us. But what about a stranger? A stranger who does not look like us. What about a poor person who calls? What about a sick person in need? Then we don't have the time or the means, and we look away. Even worse, when it is an enemy, a person who hurt us, we dismiss him, assuming that we do not hate him. That's how we believe we love. This is how we are unable to go on the way of true love, of true charity, that which gives everything and gives itself to all freely, that which does not pass. So, brothers and sisters, let us this evening remember that we will truly love until the end, only when we will have really understood how much we are loved by the Father. And when we let the love of the Son, our Savior, flow into our hearts to heal and dilate them, so we will be able to go where he went first, on the path of perfect love and eternal life. We thus can understand why at the end of this gospel passage, why at the end Jesus said a word so dear to him. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. All will know throughout the world that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. What an enormous responsibility the Lord gives us. He tells us that the world will recognize the disciples of Jesus that we are by the way we love one another. Love, in other words, is our only real Christian's identity card. The only valid document identifying us as Christians. Yes, it is the only document, the only valid document. If this card expires and is not constantly renewed, we stop being witnesses of the Master. So if we wish to say yes to Jesus' invitation to be his disciples, if we wish to be his faithful friends, his true friends, we have to stand out essentially by a genuine love. Not some pea in the sky love, no. But a genuine love that shines forth in their ways of life. Because true love is always shown in real actions. True love, always shown in real actions. Finally, brothers and sisters, let us retain what Saint Oscar Romero like to say, He said, Christianity is not a collection of truth to be believed. Christianity is not a collection of rules to be followed or for prohibitions. Seen the way, that way, it puts us up. Christianity is a person who loved me immensely, who demands and asks for my love. Christianity is Christ. Saint Oscar Romero. What he said means pursuing the dream for which Jesus gave his life. Loving with the same love with which he loved us. A love that has to do more with rising up than knocking down. More with reconciling than forbidding. More with offering new changes than condemning. More with the future than the past. This kind of love we will ask today in this Eucharist, brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, it is always for me, for us, it is not easy to love as you did. It is hard to forgive those who hurt us. It is easier to be selfish at the expense of others. So help us to realize that we cannot do it alone. Give us your Holy Spirit and help us call more and more on this Holy Spirit to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Amen.